Okay, shall I drive today as you're feeling a bit poorly?
Yeah, that would be nice. My driving is not very good today.
No, so you weren't feeling very well. Well, you were very sleepy last night, which is why you didn't do your show.
Apologies to everybody, but I went to sleep at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And when you woke me up and said, darling, I think maybe you should be thinking of going to bed. It was nearly...
No, I didn't say it's time. I said it's time for you to get ready to do the show.
Oh, did you? Oh, okay.
Yes.
Cause I'm so confused.
Because you don't go to bed. You just stay in the same place. You just sit in your chair.
Yeah.
Day and night.
Like a sad old git.
But yes, yeah, so I didn't say it's time for bed. I said it's time for you to, and you just said, I can't. I'm too tired.
Really, I didn't think it would go the way it's going, but I'm beginning to feel really bad. But I don't want everybody rushing. Everything's cool.
Yes.
You've had to open her.
You're just feeling a bit rubbish.
She's got the ministry of it's your turn to come and visit.
Yeah, you've had a lot of lovely visitors, which is very nice. But yes, it is a booking system. There is a waiting list.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
No, it's not right. It's not.
But anyway, so the thing I have found, I suppose I should tell everybody, this is my hour podcast. I'm James Whale. I broadcast, have done for 50 years. This is Lady W, my wife, who is an exceptionally good broadcaster. And then I get cancer, and she's left picking up the pieces. So we do a little story every week about what it's like having to do that.
Yeah, so it's just keeping everyone updated on what we've done that week, really, and anything, medical tips or anything we can give. So this week's top tip is don't sit in the same chair 24 hours a day. Do what the nurses tell you. Go on the special bed with the mattress and you won't have a sore bottom like James has got.
Right.
And it's not my favourite job having to put that cream on, but now I've got those little gloves. It's a lot.
Yeah, you like those.
It makes it a lot less.
Yeah.
Irky.
I like having it put on.
You love it.
So I don't think we'll go down that path
anymore. Like that's become like the best thing in life, isn't it? Having the cream on your body.
Exactly. I was going to say something really important, and now you've thrown me off here. My voice has disappeared today, so it's difficult to understand what I'm saying, but it's a lot more difficult to talk.
You're doing well. You're doing very well. So I think what's been happening with you is you're a lot more tired, feeling a bit sick a lot of the time.
I wasn't until you just mentioned it then.
You keep telling me you're feeling sick and not eating so much.
Why is feeling sick such a big, and getting a tummy ache, such a big part of having cancer? Why?
Well, it upsets all the sort of balance of the metabolites and things in your body, doesn't it? I mean, you've got your kidney isn't working, so you've got probably some toxins in your blood that aren't being flushed out properly that probably make you feel a bit yucky. This is just me guessing. This is not medical advice. This is just a rough surmising from a layperson.
And of course, you know, everybody's been talking about end of life and everything like that, but we still can't decide when we want to go.
No.
Which is it? To me, a shame.
Well, don't get political.
Don't what?
Don't get political.
Well, why not? Bollocks. Get to the stage I'm at, you can do it. That's another interesting thing. You get to a stage where you can't really do anything, but you think, well, what the hell, I might as well do whatever I want.
But then you don't want to do anything, so it's kind of a bit of a catch 22.
We have an invitation to my best mate's birthday party. And I really want to go. Happy birthday, Joe.
Well, we are going to, Gary and Hilary are going to come over later and we're going to see if we can get, we've got a wheelchair, we're going to see if we can get you there for an hour or something.
Yeah.
Before the actual party starts, before there's any crowds.
Yeah. Or I could go on the electric one. Probably not.
There's not really any point. There's no way, you're not be going any distance. You'll just be going from the car to a chair.
That was a bit of a waste of money.
Well, you never know how things are going to go. We didn't realise you were going to get so poorly so quickly.
Yeah. I mean, it does seem to have gone downhill fairly quickly.
Well, it's been 6 months. I think it's been quite slow.
To you?
I think it's been a sort of slow and steady gradual decline.
No, I meant since we went and bought the bits and pieces.
Oh, right.
But, you know, that's the other thing. You just don't know what's around the corner. But my grandson popped in and saw me very unexpectedly. That was nice.
That was lovely.
Quite often, you have to be very prepared for people you don't want to see popping in.
No, darling, that's not true.
No.
No one.
Or mixing things up like I have.
Like that, like you haven't. No one has been. To no, see
nobody's
you that
turned up that I didn't want to see. But you know,
I didn't think
people would want to see me.
One of the things that's happening now a lot is that you are saying things that are completely fictitious. Yes. But not like your delirious ramblings, just like you're saying things that are completely untrue, but in a way that's, I mean, you believe them, but they're completely untrue, in a way that sounds quite convincing.
God, that's lucky.
Which is quite, so when I hear these conversations you're having with people come to visit, I'm like, oh my goodness, that's just rubbish. But just best to go along with it.
Yeah. And I'm really lucky having such good weather for my illness.
Oh, we have got a handy tip, which is a handy tip from Hillary. Credit to Hillary for this one, because she gave it to us, and you absolutely love it, don't you? You can get them from Amazon, the pads that dogs lie on to cool them down in hot weather. They're brilliant to just slide down the back of your patient. You love them, don't you?
Mm.
I mean, it's nearly as good as the cream on the bottom, isn't it, when you have one of those on a hot day?
Mm, that's very, very touch and go.
But they're very inexpensive and, yes, easily available on Amazon. We just got the small dog size, which fits nicely behind your back. The dogs don't want to know. They're not interested in them at all, but you love them.
I do. What are they called? I've forgotten.
And your grandson really liked it too. He had a go and he was very impressed. They're just called, these ones we've got are called Furry Baby Cooling Mats.
Furry Baby Cooling Mats.
Here, let me slide one behind you now, and then everyone can hear how much you enjoy them.
Oh, go on then. Anything to
Let's
entertain.
Let's do a live demonstration.
Live-ish.
There we go. Lean back and...
Oh, that's lovely. Oh, that's
it's almost like that When Harry Met Sally moment.
Oh,
isn't it? I'll have what he's having.
Oh. Was that good enough?
But the thing is that he does actually do that even when we're not recording anything.
I tell you what, you try one.
I have never tried it, I must
admit. No.
Because I like being warm. I don't want to be
Are
cold.
You warm now?
Not particularly. I don't want to be cold. I'll give it a quick go.
I reckon that'd be too cold for you.
Oh, yes, I'll give it. It's like little, you don't have to put them in the freezer or anything. It's just like little gel crystals that when you apply pressure to them, they go cool. Oh, yes, that is cool. It does work.
Yeah.
I'm not having a When Harry Met Sally moment myself, but.
Cheers. Thank you for that.
I prefer a warm pad to a chill one.
You have to open them out and leave them. No,
anyway, that's our handy tip of the week.
And we are available, of course.
For bar mitzvahs.
Do advertising deals. She won't let me do advertising deals. She said making money on a podcast for people with cancer is completely wrong.
It's just immoral. No, that's...
immoral, that's it. I'm thinking, well, we might be able to make some to give to the cancer charity.
Oh, I'll do that another time.
See, my voice went completely then.
Did go a little bit. So have we got any other news to impart? Your legs are much better. The leaky legs with your bandaging is keeping them under control. So
yeah,
the leaking is better from the lower legs. Unfortunately, you have started squirting water out of your thighs now instead. the bits problem, that aren't bandaged.
The problem is...
So we've been I've been sticking plasters on where in the leaks spring. So you've got like patchwork plaster effect on the top of your legs.
Have you?
Yes. On your thighs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I thought I was asleep when you did it.
No, because you call me when your legs start dribbling.
The funny thing is they just dribble liquid.
And I arrive with my little basket of various size plasters.
Which is the silliest thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, like...
Slap one on.
One of the doggies. All right, doggy dog. One of the... Are you okay? Yeah. Will go and walk on me or something and make a hole.
They haven't done that for weeks because since we realised that was going to happen when your legs all swelled up, you have to keep a blanket on them and now they're bandaged at the bottom. Your legs are safe.
But you wouldn't think so much liquid would come out, would you?
It's quite spectacular.
And, of course, the liquid is the reason everything else is filling up.
Yeah, that's...
Swelling up.
That's why your legs are swelling up.
Because my kidneys aren't working. Becoming such an authority.
Hmm.
Which is a bit of a shame, really.
So with the eating things, where you're not really, your appetite's sort of gone, but obviously you need to eat. So we're not doing, sticking to any meal times at all. It's just, if you fancy something, whatever you fancy, whenever you fancy it. So no rules at all. Don't have to eat three times a day, just a little bit when you want it. We found little things like you had some scrambled egg with smoked salmon. That was nice, wasn't it?
I think, yes, it was. And I think people...
I think putting a very small plate in front of you, you can manage it. If it give you a big plate of dinner, it's overwhelming and it just puts you off. But just a small plate of something light. You're very fond of tinned peaches at the moment.
You're completely nuts.
Am I?
But truthful. I've pulled a bit of skin off.
Oh, have you been... I told you not to pick. Stop it. Now I'm going to have to go and get my plaster basket, aren't I? You're dribbling out of your arms now as well. He's a terrible picker.
It's annoying. It's right on where it is.
Just leave it. Don't pick it and fiddle with it. You've been stroking the dog and you've got all germs all over your fingers and now you're touching an open wound.
It itches like hell.
Oh, you've gone itchy.
Is that bad?
It's just one of the things that can happen with kidney failure.
Well, with that, we better make a discreet entrance.
Or exit.
Or exit. And see, I get everything wrong. And go and fix it up.
Okay, we're going to make a discreet entrance and go and fix it up, everybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did I say that again?
Right. Okay, we will speak to you next week.
Take it easy. Enjoy the beautiful weather.
Yes, I don't know whether I'm going to see ELO tomorrow or not. I mean, I'm going, but whether poor old Jeff will be there or not, he's look a bit poorly.
Well, I hope you do.
Well, but even if he can't do it because he's poorly, I forgive him. And I've still got the Doobie Brothers and Steve Winwood. So all is not
cancel.
Lost. And a nice lunch and a hotel stay with my daughters. So if they, I think the likelihood of everyone cancelling is probably quite remote.
Good.
I hope. Otherwise, I'll have to listen to the young people's music in the afternoon of bands I've never heard of.
We can't have that. I mean, that would be terrible. Throwing yourself around to music by young people.
Yeah, one of them is George Harrison's son. I've heard of him. I think that might be okay. But the other one, the earlier in the afternoon ones, I might not.
What was the big hit that George Harris had?
Oh, My Sweet Lord. He had a couple, didn't he? Yeah, anyway, on that note, let's go.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. Until next week.